With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and I'm happy to be joined now by Kelly Reese, the health department, public health department nurse, over at the Gloucester Health Department. And Kelly, good morning and happy New Year.
Good morning, happy New Year.
Kelly, you know, you sent us to the media. You sent a press release about a very unusual Christmas drive, and we do have it posted on the website. But maybe you could tell us a little bit more about it. It's in collaboration with the Open Door Food Pantry, and it's something called a diaper drive?
Yes. So I'm a member of the Postpartum Depression Task Force on the North Shore, and there's a lot of maternal and child health professionals there, and there's an ongoing topic of a diaper need up on the North Shore. So providing clean diapers to families in need. There's about 1 in 3 families in America that struggle with the ability to provide their children with clean diapers.
That's amazing, and that is endemic here on the North Shore as well?
Correct, yes.
Oh, my goodness. Well, how did the drive come about, and how did it go? And I would gather that it's something that will be ongoing.
Yes, I would like to make it an annual project with collaboration with the mayor's office and the Open Door Food Pantry. The food pantry does have a shelf designated to clean diapers. So for 3 weeks, starting November 30th to December 18th, we were able to raise 3,528 individual diapers and 27 packages of wipes.
That's incredible. Now, are these designated for families already, or how does that work if a family is in need?
So if the family's in need, they could go to the Open Door Food Pantry, and just as they're gathering food for their family, they can pick up a package of diapers.
How did this come about, Kelly? Who came up with this idea?
I did.
Well,
just in collaboration with the Postpartum Depression Task Force, co-chair Kit Cox has helped and support me on this, as well as Noreen Burke, the health director.
I know that we're going to have a chance to talk to Noreen in a second, but first, you know, tell me a little bit about this Postpartum Depression Task Force. It's something I'd never heard of. It sounds pretty ominous on the one hand, but on the other hand, I'm sure it's designed to do good things.
Yep. It's a place where health professionals on the North Shore, so it could be maternity nurses or mental health practitioners, meet monthly to discuss any maternal or child issues that are going on in the Cape Ann North Shore area. It's a good place to exchange resources. A few other public health nurses on the North Shore attend the meetings, kind of spread awareness of postpartum depression, and get some information out there for anyone that's struggling with the issue.
This may seem like a stupid question, but if a first-time couple having a baby for the first time in a local hospital, they would get information about postpartum, and they could be directed to your resources as well?
Correct. Yep. They all get, I know at Beverly Hospital, the Leahy affiliate gives out a packet and educates the new moms and dads on postpartum depression, as well as any follow-up new baby visits with their pediatrician or obstetrician as well.
Very good. All right, we're going to come back to you, Kelly, in a second. Sure. I want to bring in Noreen Burke, the health director in Gloucester, in the city of Gloucester. And Noreen, welcome back. It's been a while.
It has been a while, Rick.
Well, you know, this is, I've been meaning to try to get a hold of you since the fall and get over there and visit with you people, but it hasn't worked. However, I know that this time of year, the flu, colds, runny noses, that kind of thing are the talk of the table, if you will. And maybe a little update, Noreen, on what people should be doing. By now, I'm gathering flu shots should have been gotten already.
Yeah, but it's never too late to get your flu shot, Rick. So Kelly and her team are sponsoring another public flu clinic on January 21st. Actually, two clinics, one in the morning and one in the early evening. And it'll be here January 21st from 9 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. And then the evening session from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. We ask that people bring their health insurance card, because we do get reimbursements from health insurance, which helps us in turn buy other vaccines, which we can then provide to other people. So, it's never too late, and we actually often notice that it's after the holidays there's an uptick in the flu. We don't know yet what that's, obviously we're not through the holidays yet, but often there's an uptick when the weather gets colder, and depending on whatever the strain is and whatever other variables are going on in the community. So it's never too late. Get your flu shot. You help yourself and you help your family.
Well, I'm on my second sore throat in the last 2 months, and I think this time of year, Noreen, advice for the kiddos and all that stuff is to use your handkerchiefs and wear a mask, and if you're sick, stay home. Is that pretty much what we do?
And wash your hands. Hand washing is critical.
I always forget that when I do it, but I always forget to mention it. All right. So, Noreen, I know you've been as health director for a while. I'm just wondering if we take a look back at the end of the year, is there anything in particular this year or any other year that maybe you could look back on and reflect upon, something that comes to mind either positive or negative, but hopefully positive in your tenure at Gloucester?
There's much to reflect on. We've definitely built up a strong staff, including the public health nurse. Kelly is a tremendous addition here to the city health department. We managed to cover a lot of bases with sometimes limited resources across the whole spectrum of inspections, emergency preparedness, substance use prevention, also active living, healthy eating, and creating an environment which is inviting for people to be more active and eat healthier. So we're working in all the different areas of health improvement, Rick, and I think we continue to do that successfully and be a leader on Cape Ann.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, Noreen, before I get back to Kelly, I want to wish you a very happy new year and thank you for all your help.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Noreen.
Thanks, Rick.
All right, Kelly, before you go, I just want to ask a couple of quick questions. First of all, Noreen mentioned all the things that the public health department has been doing. This new program, the Angel program, that Police Chief Campanello has instituted, is the Gloucester Health Department also involved with that, with the chief?
Not really, Rick. It's really driven to the extent that we are partners because we have a healthy Gloucester collaborative coalition.
Okay.
But the Angel program is really driven by the police department.
Okay.
We definitely, public health believes that it's a great program. It's a really takes the long view that we really have to get folks into treatment and help people overcome barriers to treatment and recovery, which are significant. And the Angel program, from the point of view of an evaluation and looking already at some of the outcomes Police Chief Campanello is putting out there, the Angel program already is looking like it has some early successful outcomes. And we really believe in evaluating and measuring the success of programs. Over 300 people have already gone through that program.
Mm-hmm.
I know that Chief Campanello is in partnership with the BU School of Public Health to provide an evaluation and a report out on how those folks are doing. Do they stay in treatment over a prolonged period of time? What percentage of people relapse and need to start over? But the whole philosophical idea that people not be thrown in jail and instead be diverted to meaningful, holistic treatment approaches to address their addiction and support their recovery is something that public health is 100% behind.
I totally agree with you, and appreciate the thoughts and the clarification. Thank you, Noreen. All right, Kelly, before I let you go, anything else you'd like to mention?
I have been working on a safe needle disposal program in the city as well.
Okay.
And we now have 3 needle disposal kiosks in the city. So it's a place where people can safely dispose of needles they may use at home.
Mm-hmm. And where are they?
One is at the Addison Gilbert Fisher entrance.
Okay.
One is at the North Shore Health Project on Center Street. And most recently, we got one at the police station.
Okay. All right. I remember there was one there at one time. Well, Kelly, you and Noreen have been so informative for me and for the public as well. Please keep me in the loop and keep me in touch with all that's going on, and we should do this from time to time if it's okay with you.
Great. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you, guys. Happy New Year. Thank you. That
Bye.
Is Noreen Burke, who is the public health director in the city of Gloucester, and public health nurse Kelly Rees. With MSONewsSports.com, I'm Rick Moore.